Time now for Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz, your source for daily labor news and industry information. Hear discussions on the workplace and interesting talk from prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. And now your hosts, Bill Holfeld and Joe Maniscalco.
Accountability.
Hello and welcome to Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz, the radio program that tells the story of everyday workers, their struggles, and hopefully their victories. I'm your host, Bill Holfeld, and in the studio with me is my co-host and producer and good friend, Joe Maniscalco. Joe, how you doing today?
I always know it's a good week when you say I'm your good friend, and then we're on good terms.
No, we're always friends, Joe. It's just, it's just relative sometimes, you know.
No, but I think the bonds are tested, but they're never broken.
Exactly. Good way to put it. So who are we talking to today, Joe? What's up on the agenda?
We have a bunch of fascinating topics. Everybody tune in because we're going to be talking about fast food justice, the new nonprofit advocacy group for fast food workers. It's not a union, but it's something like a union. We're going to talk to somebody about that. We're also going to check in with the Spectrum strike, with people actually on the picket line for over 10 months now. And we're also going to be, sadly, talking about the black car for hire industry and the recent suicide that we saw last week as a result of the squeeze that's being put on drivers. And we're also going to speak to economics professor, the Democracy at Work founder, Professor Richard Wolf.
Okay, well, it sounds like we got a pretty fascinating program today, so let's get to it as quickly as we can and get as much said as we can. Who's up first?
Right now, we're going to talk to Misha Hargrove. She is a fast food worker and a member of Fast Food Justice.
Misha, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Nice being here. My name is Misha Hargrove. I'm a member of FFJ. I've been a member since July of 2017. I'm recently new to the group. I've gotten involved when I was at my workplace one day. One of the members, they came to my job and they spoke to me and they explained to me that a lot of the things that happen at my job aren't legal and aren't right. At the time, I was working at Arby's and I was having a lot of problems with my paid sick days. At my job, they told us that we didn't have any paid sick days and we weren't allowed to take them. So there were many, like, arising problems at my job, and FFJ was the people that they came and they helped. They came in and helped me know all my rights. So I'm very grateful for the group that I'm in.
So when you say that they helped you, Misha, I mean, did they actually accompany you to go see the boss or the manager, or, you know, what specifically
what
did they do?
They gave me the information that I needed to know. They told me, like, what they were doing to me was wrong, and they basically gave me the resources that I needed to make the next steps, as in, like, for example, going up to DCA, Consumer Affairs, and reporting my job, and actually getting someone from the state to go into my job and see what's up with not just me, but my other coworkers.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work, though. I mean, it sounds like you had to take a lot of your own personal time to go and follow this up, and is that right?
Yes, I did, yeah. But it was well worth it.
Well, it's always worth it, Misha, but I mean, that's really part of the problem when we're working people are always in a one-down position, especially when you have to fight, you know, a corporation full of lawyers, right?
Well, Misha, can you tell people about yourself and your background, how long you've been in the fast food industry?
Okay, well, I've been in the fast food industry for about a year now. I'm 18. I started back in January of last year. When I started fast food, like I said, I was 17. I was very young. So a lot of the times when you come into the industry that young, a lot of people will try to take advantage of you. And I had that problem at my job. And I currently still work there. So I have these problems, but not as much ever since that I've been a part of FSJ, ever since that I've went to the state and told them my situation. They have been lenient with me, and they have been treating me better, but there's still many things that I would like to improve at my workplace.
Could you give us an example of one specific issue that you would like to see improved?
Okay, for example, and this is not just my store. I realize this is many stores across New York. A lot of these companies, they like to hire a lot of people, and they're hiring people, but they're not giving the people who already work here, they're not giving them the hours.
So they're trying to operate everything with a completely part-time staff so that nobody gets full-time positions. Right.
Yeah, nobody at my job works full-time. You cannot go 40 hours. They won't allow you.
Talk a little bit more about Fast Food Justice as an organization, as you understand it, the way it's set up, and you know how it is geared to help fast food workers like yourself.
Okay, well, FFJ is a non-profitable organization. We're actually located in Lower Manhattan. They hand me out flyers. We set up meetings with each other. We speak to one another. If anything wrong is going on, they always direct me in the right direction. They're actually trying to branch out and like start with supportive housing, I've heard. They're also deal with immigration, I've heard. They do many things there, and they're trying to do many other things other than just doing fast food working. Right now, we're at 1,200 members. We're trying to hit 5,000 by the end of the year.
So, Bill,
goal is like to get the word out about this group, because a lot of the times, these workplaces, when we come to the jobs and we speak to the workers, the managers tell the workers that we're a fake organization.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we present ourselves very professional and give the correct information so we're not misleading, because there are a lot of misleading information that is being spread about us.
Right. So, Bill, this is an outgrowth of the Fight for 15 movement that we saw started here in New York City 5 years ago. You know, it was $15 in a union. We got phased in $15 an hour, and we didn't actually get a union, but we have this advocacy group called Fast Food Justice, and what Misha's talking about is that group in action, just starting to get to its feet now.
So what I'd be really curious about, because if it's not a regular union structure, Misha, and there isn't a regular dues structure, where does it get its funding from?
We don't fund them, but we have an option to fund them through our employer. Like, they gave us a pamphlet, and if we choose to donate, they will take the money directly out of our check.
Yeah,
that's
part of the structure that it is.
There's
a voluntary contribution that you make.
You don't have to, but that's the way it goes.
So, Misha, at the place where you work, what would you say is the percentage of your coworkers that are actually part of the group?
I'm the only one, actually.
So do you talk to people? Can you gauge their feelings?
I talked about
the disinformation the manager is pushing.
I choose not to, because I've spoken to them before, and they don't really seem motivated. A lot of people are scared of retaliation. So a lot of people are scared, and they see that I've gotten fired. A few other people have gotten fired easily. So they are scared. That is the problem. So right now, I'm in a position where I'm able to, if I do get fired, I know I can bounce back, and I know I will get my job back. They just need some type of reinsurance and something like that to make them feel brave enough or give them the strength to pursue. Because I know, and then another problem is a lot of the people are comfortable, and they're not aware of what's going on. They're comfortable with the money that they're making, and they don't see a problem in work. And what they do, because at the end of the day, you have to be the change that you want to see or you want to be. So if you feel like what you're doing is perfectly fine, then you won't want to improve it.
Well, Misha, listen, we've only got about a minute or so left. So why don't you tell everybody out there who's listening, because, you know, who knows who's out there listening, who may be in a fast food industry position right now, would want to know more about your organization. Tell them where they can get a hold of you or your organization. Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? What's the contact info?
We do have an organization. I believe it's on Century Street. I'm trying to remember exactly. I think 30th Century Street on the 10th floor, FFJ. We also do have a website. We also have YouTube channels. There's many different outlets that we have. Fast Food Justice YouTube channel, Fast Food Justice, www.fastfoodjustice.com.
All right, folks, get on. Google Fast Food Justice.
Yes.
That's the easiest way to do it, then, Fast Food Justice. Well, listen, Misha, I want to thank you for being on the program today. I also want to thank you for the courage and also the intelligence that you've shown about, understanding the predicament that your fellow workers are in, because that shows a tremendous level of maturity on your part. And I want to wish you luck going forward with this entire enterprise.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate being here and being in your presence and you guys asking me these questions.
Okay, great. And we will be back in just a second with more good talk on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz right here on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.